Your local breakfast show, Anthony and Pinky for breakfast, Triple M.
The post show show, you can get in touch on Facebook or Instagram, Triple M Central Queensland or Triple M CQ. There will be some pressure test answers at the end of this. And today we're joined by, I think we could probably, you'd be our superior in a way, Amy Rook.
Superior? She's one of many. No, there's so equal. Many of them in this job.
So equal.
The one day Lockie doesn't come in and we have more than just the snacks on the table here.
I know. So normally, Amy, we have the snacks because Lockie, as you can understand, is a very grumpy little two-year-old and an old man.
Old man.
Yeah, and so little two-year-olds need food to behave well. So we feed him. We have snacks for you, but that's not because it was designed to keep you in a good mood. It's just fortunate that you've popped in on this particular day.
What's how are you today?
Well, good.
Kick the feet up here a little bit on the post.
A little tired, not going to lie. I feel like everyone's tired at the moment.
Well, you were saying that yesterday in a meeting, so everyone feels a little bit off.
Yes. Yep. Everyone's a little bit off. I don't know what's going on.
They feel like it's a communal thing, like everybody's feeling that vibe. Mm-hmm. And when our boss questioned if I was feeling, I was like, this is my normal. I feel a bit like shit most of the time.
Well, I don't know how.
You know, it's great to know it's not just me.
Well, we had an air check yesterday, which if you're not in radio, it's when the boss comes in and goes, listen to the show today, here are a bunch of notes.
It sucked.
And he kicked it off by going, are you guys feeling a bit off today? And I was like, oh my God, how shit was the show?
Oh, I know.
That's what I thought too.
I think that's a natural performer point of view. You go, wow. Oh, whoa, what happened?
I stood up in the office. I'm like, does everyone collectively feel like poop today? Mm. And they're like, yes. So.
Well, I've been having two coffees, which that's tangible evidence, I think.
You're definitely out of your sorts.
Yes. Mm. I was just out there and Shalima in the office got 10 out of 10 with the pressure test today.
Ooh.
Did she?
New Edmund Barton and all.
Wow.
So it's a shame she didn't call through.
She can't win.
Won, yeah. See, Superior really? Here would cancel her winnings.
I did say that to her. I was like, oh, you should have called. And then she's like, oh, no, Amy says you can't win.
Yeah, you can't win. That's the perils of working with us.
Yeah. What have we got again? Over there.
Have you shopped at Aldi before, Amy?
Once. Mum got a voucher. So I went with her to suss it out.
Mm. So you've heard about how they do the rip-off brands that you were citing right now. So
yes.
We've got Tim Tams, which is Arnott's number one favourite biscuit of Australia, which was voted that way last year. And then we've got the rip-off version called Just Divine.
It just doesn't look right.
No.
But saying that, we did a taste test on the show.
Yeah.
I don't know if you heard that. We're going to do the taste test with you, but we just get you to close your eyes and then you just need to decide which biscuit is which.
Okay.
Do you want to do it?
Yep. I feel like I'd be able to tell.
And we've got pizza shapes too.
Oh, wait, are you going to hand it to her?
No, I'll do it. I'll feed her. I'll do it. And then we've got snackos. Don't you think that sounds like the doggy schmackos?
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah,
that's like their version of shapes.
The jerky kind of looking things for dogs.
Anyway, I'll jump over here and let's get you going. So close your eyes.
Do you want to have a shapes biscuit first?
No, we'll do shapes.
I honestly wouldn't mind another Tim Tam as well.
It feels weird.
It looks weird, to be honest. Okay, you're getting a bite of something.
I just shoved it in her mouth. Did you know it was coming?
Initial thoughts, is that a shape or a Aldi
it's
brand?
It's giving shape.
Okay. Shape,
I don't know.
Give the other one.
Hold on.
Get it down.
I hate the mouth sounds. Sorry.
Oh!
No, you took it out of the packet, so I got no idea.
Close your eyes again.
Yeah, she hasn't seen them the way we have. This could be a HR issue in the making.
Oh, they're very similar.
They are, aren't they? The one sounds like a dog snack.
I feel like the first one was the schmacko one.
Yes, it was.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, spot on.
Hey.
There's an aftertaste. There's an aftertaste. Yeah, you're right.
But they are very similar.
They're close. Mm. All right, go on to the Tim Tam variety.
Am I just taking a bite out of it?
Yeah, if you like. Oh, that just by the crunch. Delicious.
Mm.
Or cheap.
Mm. There's an off taste.
Oh.
But it's close.
Okay. Well, what's it giving? Original and the best or
rip-off
and...
Let's see which one's which.
Can I have a Tim Tam, please, Pinky?
That's a Tim Tam. 100%.
Everyone, that wasn't the Tim Tam.
Oh! What?
Look at that! Oh my god!
You supported Aldi.
No, we can't all that's take. Good. We can't all take a bite.
No, that's good.
I'm having a proper Tim Tam.
What's that now that you're holding?
A proper. She's having a Just Divine,
the Aldi one.
Oh wow. My god!
So you I like that more?
Yeah.
Is that because you sit next to Adam, who was? He's the one who's like telling us Aldi's better.
He always has all the snacks too.
He does. He's got a little banana bread every day.
I don't know this. What's he got?
Yeah, he has like dried mango and stuff. And I always go, I'm a little bit hungry. And he goes, do you want a snack?
Oh, that's cute.
Then he opens up his drawer and wants a snack.
I love dried mango though. He's not wrong there. Mm. That's a yummy one.
Do you remember when the cafe nearby was out of banana bread? Big banana bread gate for like 2 weeks. Mm.
I know.
He always.
The best banana bread.
Yeah. Delicious.
Mm-hmm.
And he has banana bread on his table every day. And
I did
it to
see
me.
That. Mm-hmm. And it's in a little, I bought those before.
Little packet.
Prepackaged ones. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Where from?
Just ruin the environment, but whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You've been in Victoria, so I know you'll know this. But have you ever been to a 7-Eleven, Amy? Because you've been up here your whole life.
Well, we don't have one here.
Mm.
Where is the nearest 7-Eleven?
Brisbane.
Mm. I might have popped into one cities. In like Brisbane. Yeah.
Funnily enough, those cities have like those quick.
Oh, quickies.
Quickie Marts.
The try-hard
a
Simpsons.
A Quickie Mart.
Mm.
Okay.
Yeah, I know it's what it sounds like. I think it is something different. It's like a quick, easy mart or something.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, right.
It's easier to call them a Quickie Mart.
And the Gold Coast, they will have them too.
Oh, sorry. You guys have set off the sugar monster. Can I have another Tim Tam, please?
Or do you want the Aldi one?
No, thank you.
Yeah, we were both like off
wow,
on.
Wow, really?
You can have that packet. It cost me like $1.80 or something ridiculous.
I think I'll take the family packet.
Can
of
you
the
pass me the shapes, though? I'll have a decent.
Or shrimp.
No.
No, the shapes are good. But though, oh, the Just Divine.
Barbecue ones are my favorite flavor, actually, for shapes. But they didn't have
I
them.
Do like pizza.
Mm. Pizza is good.
Imagine.
You have some?
Like,
yeah.
Aren't you so glad you said yes to coming on the podcast?
I know. This is
Look
a little
you.
Treat.
I know.
This is a great breakfast.
Imagine though, like, the Just Divines, they're obviously basing their biscuit off a well-established Tim Tam. But imagine being the first person to come up with, like, out of nothing, they've created a Tim Tam.
Mm.
I know.
It was nothing. And then all of a sudden there's biscuit, chocolate moussey stuff, biscuit, chocolate on the outside.
Mm.
Like, incredible.
Have you had the double coat Tim
Tam? Oh, that's my favorite.
I nearly bought them, but it would have been too obvious that they were Tim Tam.
They are crazy good.
Yeah,
hey?
I always get double coated.
Oh
once you go double, you don't go back. Is that
that's what they say. That is. What it, is that the life cream you're
okay,
talking
there
about?
You, probably.
Did you see this? Cream. Did you
yeah.
see her Facebook
I
post?
I read it.
What?
With such a dirty mind. And I was like, oh no. I was like, I know she doesn't mean it like that.
I wasn't talking about facials.
However, that is exactly what I pictured.
I was like, life cream? What?
My love life's not that exciting right now. I can guarantee you that.
Well, that's like, what I thought. I thought maybe,
I'm eating pizza shapes.
Maybe she started writing erotic fiction.
Maybe.
Yeah, writing it just not the same though, is it?
Oh, my gosh.
All right. Let's get to the show replays. Let's move on.
Yes, boss.
Meeting.
Me too.
Anthony and Pinky for breakfast. Triple M. Your local breakfast show. Anthony and Pinky for breakfast. Triple M.
I'll preface this with the fact that there are many holes in my case for shopping at Aldi because I haven't proven it with receipts. But I saw on the TikTok, or the Tok Tik, if it's the Aldi version.
What did you call it yesterday? Share that with people, Grandma.
What did I call it?
Tiki Tokers.
It's one of my favourite apps, actually. I say it with love.
Me too.
What I've seen on there is this huge kind of sway to people shopping at Aldi as opposed to the other mega giants because it's far cheaper, they're saying. Cost of living pressures are still sky high. There is an article in November last year saying there was an increase of people going to shop at Aldi. And yeah. I went there over the weekend because I have not been that shopper. I've only been there for the Tam Tims sometimes, you know, the random products they have that the other shops don't. Or Bayo Buns. They used to be the only shop
really?
Where you could get those in the frozen section. But I believe they may be available everywhere now.
Mm.
And I say to you, the basket of items, which are regular things I get for home, like on a weekly basis, would normally cost me about $55 at the moment.
Okay.
At Woolies, Aldi, yeah. I got the same basket, maybe a fishing rod as well. Okay, no, I didn't also buy junk. $35. I reckon it's like $20 difference because I was quite gobsmacked because I didn't pay much attention to the prices. I did check a few things and they did seem to be $1 or $2 cheaper than what I normally pay. And I was like, wow, that's actually significant.
What's confusing me here, because we've been chatting about it on Facebook, Triple M Central Queensland. I don't have an Aldi in Yeppoon, so I don't go that all. I don't go at all because there's only an Aldi here in Rocky, right? Is there one in Gladstone?
Yes.
I assume there is. A lot of people on here saying you can go because it's cheaper, but you can't do your whole shop.
Well, that's why I never bothered because I don't need multiple stops.
Oh, but I don't get it's a supermarket. What can't you get?
Well, you can get a cargo net for $22.99 at the moment or an adult snuggle hoodie. You know, because...
Of course you can.
They've done really well at diversifying, haven't they? As we've said at Aldi, you can get so much useless stuff in the middle of that shop.
Well, this would prove... Then my point is that you can get everything there and more. You
right.
go in and you can get... Oh, my goodness. You could probably buy a gazebo or a camping chair. And all your groceries. So what, like we've got Veronica saying, yes, there's some different stuff there, but you cannot get everything. So by the time you go from Aldi somewhere else, it costs in fuel. What can't you, 133353, what can't you get at Aldi that's making you need to go elsewhere as well?
Well, I couldn't find deodorant, but they did have a special on porterhouse steak and I could just wipe that under my arms. Yeah. You know, I guess we can get everything if
I reckon a few miners would come crawling.
Utilise things.
Go, what's that? Oh, she smells like medium rare. Well, you might get...
I smell like medium rare.
But I just... If it's a supermarket, it must have everything, right? What? There is more than just Veronica on there. Ross says he's got to go to Coles and Drake's as well. Why can't you guys just do one stop at the one place? Like what? If I give you a shopping list...
Yeah.
And sorry, you said there's no deodorant, right?
I couldn't find it, but I don't know my way around it.
Well,
but that's a pretty easy thing to discover, right? There was like a ton of body wash, but no prevention methods. You know.
Apparently deodorant's bad for you anyway, which is another story.
Oh, stop
which
it.
I don't understand. I use
Look,
it every day.
I don't want the crystals covered in dust, okay? Done that.
But
didn't
was it,
like it.
There's got to be there's got to be a toiletry aisle. There's got to be deodorant. If you find it, you can get everything there. That's what I reckon. People are disagreeing. Even Cheryl, not got to go somewhere else, can't do the whole shop. Well, yes, I bet I could do a whole shop at Aldi. Brett from Rockhampton on the phone today. Good morning, Brett.
Morning.
How are you?
Good, mate. Good. Yourself?
Yeah, not bad. So is there something you can't find at Aldi to disprove my theory?
Mosquito coils.
Okay.
Mozzie coils.
Yeah, so I've got to go to either Woolworths or Bunnings to get them.
Yeah, fair. But that's a pretty a niche purchase.
No, like, it's not. Well, it's standard in CQ, Anthony. Don't you talk like that.
How often? Every single shop you reckon you go, you'd need Mozzie
coils? Well, no, but you still need them. Do you know what you can get at the moment? You can get some deck oil.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. It's a special buy at Aldi.
There you go, Brett. Use
or
that.
Or a work light on a stand, you know.
Yeah, that comes in handy, I suppose.
Yeah, it comes in handy. But do you agree with Pinky that it's cheaper, though?
It is actually cheaper, yes.
Yes, you don't think I even have to prove that. That's a fact.
Yeah, I live on Northside, so I actually do drive over to the south side to go to Aldi.
There you go.
Yeah, and their food and veg was actually on point. It was really good. And the meat was good looking as well.
On 133353, we've got Shane from Gladstone. Good morning.
Good morning, mate. How are you?
We're going all right. Are you shopping at Aldi?
Yeah, mate, yeah. Yep. Shop at Aldi most weeks, yep.
And why is that?
The selection. Your meat selections are better. The fruit and veggies, they stay fresher.
Yep.
Stay fresher?
Yep. You can get everything at Aldi.
I knew it.
Can you get deodorant?
Yes, you can. Oh. You can get it if you're not a brand name person.
Right, there you go.
See, you can't get, you might not be able to get Rexona or
Well, I didn't
Nivea.
See any deodorants. That was the issue. There wasn't anything when I had a look around.
Shane's telling you to open your eyes.
Yeah,
aren't you, Shane?
I know. Have a proper mum look.
There's one thing you can't get at Aldi, bud.
What?
I know.
Someone to pack your groceries in your bag.
Oh, yeah, they throw them at you.
Really?
Oh, they throw them at you?
Savages.
Yeah, they And then they're like, would you like a catalogue? You're like, I can't catch everything. No, thank you. I'm okay.
Well, 2008. I don't want a catalogue. No. Thanks for your call, Shane. Really appreciate it. Bernie on 133353. Good morning, Bernie.
Good morning, Groovers. How are we?
Good.
Right.
Are you shopping at Aldi?
Well, you're all missing the point here, see? It's not about whether you can get everything at Aldi. It's about sharing the wealth around all these poor, struggling businesses. So what we do, I go to Aldi, and then I go to the fruit and veggie market, then the butcher, then Foodworks, and then I go to Woolies, then I go to Coles, and I'll finish the steaks.
Yeah, because they need
the wealth because they're struggling.
Yeah, yeah, they are. You're right. Yeah.
So it's about sharing that wealth around the community. So I think we've got to get our priorities right here, folks.
I couldn't agree more. The farmers are ripping off those big supermarkets. It's unbelievable. They walk home with a packet, don't they?
They're only making $900 million a year now.
Yeah,
come
I know.
On.
I know.
Anthony and Pinky for breakfast. Triple M.
What is the worst, well, no, not the worst, sorry, the best kind of group of people to be at the pub while you're trying to enjoy your dinner on a Saturday night?
What's the best kind?
The best kind.
A kind that lightly tipsy and celebrating something, having a party.
That is correct. A hen's night was at the pub on the weekend.
Nice.
Congratulations to the lovely bride.
I say lightly tipsy, even though I'm nearly 2 years sober, but anyway, you get the vibe. We're at a pub.
What was your hen's night like? Were you lightly tipsy?
Yes.
Oh, where was it?
It was actually like two nights before the wedding. Because I was interstate and had a lot of people coming in, we had it very close to the wedding.
That's what it's traditionally supposed to be, right? Like really close, isn't it?
I don't know. Sometimes they have the months out.
Well, I think that's what they do now.
And side note, definitely divorced, but this was a long time ago. But yes, have been there, done that. I got the T-shirt.
Can we have a post-hens, a new hen
You can
party?
Have divorce parties too. They are really wild,
I'd like
by the
to
way.
Be there for that. Why?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm curious what set of songs we'd be hearing at a divorce party, but at a hen's party, I feel like there is a very specific, a narrow window of songs you listen to, and this hen's party at the Alley on the weekend was karaoke. So I want you to have a guess. There were five songs I heard back to back to back to back to back.
Right.
I'd love to see if you can get any of them. What do you think the first song was?
Cyndi Lauper, Girls Just Wanna Have Fun. Nailed it. Well, I am a girl. Didn't know.
You haven't had a look at my buttons, have you?
I'm a woman.
Okay, very good, very good. What's number two?
It's Raining Men, The Weather Girls. It's rain or Jerry Halliwell version. Just a bit singing about all the men.
Man, she loves a woman.
That was
I like how you're mansplaining to me. It's great.
Whoa. Hold on a minute.
Look at you.
Where was the
mansplain? You wanted to know my suggestions as a woman, and now you're like, this song should be in there.
No. Go back to
Who
the
Who said
tape.
It was on my list anyway?
Let me see. Is it on the
That's
list?
That's not on the list.
Nah, I didn't think so. So you're lying and manipulating me like a woman.
Well, this one, All Men Are Liars. That's a good one, except that might be better at the divorce party. Sorry.
Is that on your list?
Yes.
Well, it brings me no pleasure.
Oh.
The girl's getting down to this.
Okay.
All right, you started so well.
On those lines, like a virgin.
Oh,
Madonna.
You got that one.
Yeah, get the cone bra out. Woo! And last but not least, I've got Beyonce, Single Ladies.
Oh, no. She's got it.
Yep. Love it. Thank you.
You absolutely
You're
killed that.
You just testing my femininity?
Yes.
Great.
Anyway, I had to deal with that on Saturday with all these people
that's
singing.
That's amazing. They sound like fun. Did they have some inflatable objects as well and what? Party straws of a certain type?
Oh, yeah, they all had a sash on as well, tiaras. It was fantastic.
Your local breakfast show, Anthony and Pinky for breakfast, Triple M. Your local breakfast show, Anthony and Pinky for breakfast, Triple M.
The back end of the post-show show, we're joined by Amy Rook from The Office. We will have some pressure test clues at the very end of this. You can get in touch anytime on Facebook. Something sent Pinky into a spin.
Still laughing at all you lot being revolting about my beautiful little Facebook post.
You'll be so innocent. Oh,
I'm actually filthy, but you guys are totally beating me. But anyway,
well
I said beat.
That's Woo. What happens when you beat something and then...
or not.
Just because you're making Facebook posts about eating cones of semen... doesn't mean...
Let me reread it for people who didn't hear it earlier.
Dirty-minded people.
Dirty what mind. I posted... I said I typed ice cream into my notes and it corrected to life cream and it's not wrong. And then I can see I did share a phallic emoji of an ice cream cone and you're all laughing
no,
at me.
No, she's definitely writing smart. I tell you that right now.
And this is just a teaser.
Hey, by the way, I'll bring Lachlan Isha, our newsreader, who often joins us on this podcast, and I will name and shame him because then he starts private messaging me about the best ice cream flavours.
Ooh.
I would have picked him as
and
a
berating my choices.
Guy. I would have picked him as
I feel
a...
like he'd do like pistachio or something.
Do you know what he went?
Oh, what
do you know what he reckons is the best one ever? Vanilla connoisseur. Tastes You're like right. frozen custard.
See what I mean?
I'm obsessed. Get it. And I'm like, really? You're so vanilla, yeah, I mean? Lachlan. I'm so surprised.
He's a missionary type operator, I reckon. Like he's very bland.
You know what? So I was actually going to get the whole point of getting the ice cream was I was meant to be getting the Cadbury cream egg ice cream.
Mm. Okay.
And I'd seen it taste tested on TikTok by this guy that I'm absolutely crushing on. He's absolutely gorgeous.
Should anyway, kill for some of his life cream.
I would have loved to have been his tub of ice cream. But anyway, of course, we don't have it here in CQ yet because it's not the city. You know? Sorry.
You just have to wait. You know, 3 weeks.
Yeah, I'll just dream on.
I was at the shops with a friend and she looked at the wrap. I didn't want an ice cream at this point. I was like, I'm not going to get one. I'm off refined sugar, clearly, after I've had my 3 Tim Tams.
Didn't know there was refined sugar in a life cream, but anyway.
Protein, they say.
Mmm.
Questionable.
I've never had the pleasure of tasting it, as I'm sure you have. Anyway, she's like, oh, the Raffaello's look great. Like a Raffaello ice cream.
Oh, yeah. I have seen that.
And then in my head, in that moment, I decided, without vocalizing it, I decided... I will have one now once she buys
those.
He's
on the life cream train.
Yeah. I'm dying for a stick of life cream. Stick some life cream in me. Fill me up till I explode.
Oh, God.
And then she went and bought Weiss bars.
Oh, I love them.
And in the middle of IGA, I went, no! And it's the realest bit of emotion I've let out in like 3 years. But I went and bought them myself, and they are delicious. Raffaello ice cream.
Why did she do the switch?
Why are you hating on Weiss bars, first of all?
No, I'm not. These
She Raffaello's. Sold you on the Raffaellos.
Yeah.
Well, I had sold myself.
Are they in like a circle?
Yes. Get them.
I have seen them. I haven't had one.
Oh, you won't be able to just have one. You'll want multiple.
Well, you'll said that before.
You'll want to get gangbanged by those Raffaellos.
Well, okay, moving on to more grown-up subjects in a... really professional kind of way. Let's talk about chores. And when you were a teenager, over to you, Amy. Did you get chores when you were a teenager?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And I didn't get any, like, payment per se.
Mm-hmm.
Like, my parents bought me stuff, but there's three of us,
mm-hmm.
and we had to do a roster system. Otherwise, it's like, oh, it's not my night. Ugh. It's your night, and then there's a big fight that happens. So we had a roster for like setting the table,
yep.
you know, clearing the table and washing up and then wiping up and all that sort of stuff. And so just rotate.
Did you do your bit?
Yes. My brother did a shit job just so he didn't have to continue to do it.
Weaponizing competence.
Weaponizing competence, 100%. And it drove me up the
and
wall.
He got brother? Away with it.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Oh,
yep.
That's even worse.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I'm created, not a roster system, but like a leaderboard system. Once I started getting accused of not doing much around the house as the only boy as well, I said, I'll stuff you all. I'll create a leaderboard and prove that I did do my fair share. Admittedly, I might have picked up my game a little bit now that we're keeping score. But I think everyone did. Everyone was like.
Well, you said one of your sisters didn't even mark up jobs. She didn't even lie.
She didn't do it.
She just left it empty.
Yeah, right.
So at least everyone was being honest. That's good.
And we had a rule, like it was always a big fight there. If I cooked, they'd fight about who cleans. So we, like when it was your turn, you did everything. But then when it wasn't your turn, you could do nothing and just sit back and relax.
Which, that's nice.
So you guys cooked?
Yeah.
We didn't. We just did the whole cleanup so Mum didn't have to.
Yeah.
Divvy up all the other jobs.
We only cooked a little bit later on through COVID. Mum and Dad were working heaps because they were pharmacists.
Yeah.
And we had all the time in the world. And we had so much pesto in that 2 years. It was disgusting.
Do you want to share that story that involved Uber Eats?
Oh.
And breaking your mother's heart?
So growing up in
Seattle. It broke mine hearing it.
You perhaps wouldn't have done this yourself if you grew up in CQ where there is a little less access to Uber Eats. But like if Mum had cooked something and I was like, oh, I don't want cannelloni, which is an involved healthy dinner.
Bloody delicious.
People would be eating and I'd just be
made
like.
Made with so much love.
Yeah.
All right. Don't make me feel bad. I feel bad. I've told you I feel bad about this.
I love her dinner.
Like anyway. The doorbell would go off and be like, that's my Uber Eats, guys. I'll see you later. And just take it up to my room.
Oh,
no.
I know, right?
Or like you'd pick a few things from what she ate and then like 2 hours later at 9:30 you'd come down and grab your burger.
My brother used to just rock up with Macca's and be like, oh, I've already had dinner.
Oh.
This guy.
This guy. So, Anthony, from talking about this morning, do you feel like you want to give your mum a big squishy hug when you see her next and apologise profusely? Have I made you feel that bad?
Yes. I feel like I've made it up to her in little ways.
Oh, no, you're going to do it forever. Yeah. It's forever. You're going to do it forever.
I will give her a squishy hug and apologise, but I stand firm on this. Through my teenage years, I was bottom of the ladder in terms of sibling rankings.
Sibling rankings?
I was the worst.
Caused
the most grief. Was such a little a-hole. And now, probably from like 19, I've been right at the top the whole time, I reckon.
Really? Why is that?
Yeah, but you were at the bottom. You've just got to make up for it forever. Yeah.
No.
Stuff you.
I've been at the top of my game ever since, mate. I'm working my ring out.
Well, keep it up. Keep it up, champion. Good job.
Okay.
Now I want your mum's cannelloni.
Oh, it's delicious.
I know, it would be.
Can she bring it next time she comes?
Yeah, and it is time consuming to make. Stuffing those little bloody tubes. Bloody hell, mate.
I don't think I've ever actually had it.
Oh, it's bloody yum.
Oh, cannelloni.
Yeah.
Oh.
Or the other version that's actually easier to make is you get the giant jumbo pasta shells and you do the ricotta and spinach.
Oh, yeah. You know, she's done that before.
Radio.
So good.
Anyway, don't love the way this turned. Just the spotlight was on me and my shortcomings.
No, but anyway.
Well, now let me do something nice and give away two pressure test answers.
Two.
What kind of animal was Abu in Aladdin?
A monkey?
Correct.
Oh, Willie, look out.
In health terms, what does the WHO stand for?
In health terms?
Yep.
WHO. No idea.
World Health Organization.
Yeah, okay. Right.
Do you want a microphone?
Go on, speak into it.
All right, I have a question for Anthony because he's young and cool.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, he's young and cool.
Yeah, boy,
don't start me.
Our boss has walked into the room. Here we go. Yes.
We're having a conversation. Okay, this is for the room, though. What would an upper decker mean to you?
Upper decker?
Yeah. Or an upper decky. Or a...
Why does that remind me of top deck?
Yeah. But I'm just thinking the double decker bus.
Yeah, that's what Adam said as well.
Yeah.
As opposed to
that's
upper
all
decker.
I'm,
I don't know what an upper decker
that's
is.
That's all I'm thinking.
Otherwise.
Right. This is like one of our staff members is trying to quit smoking at the moment.
Right.
Yeah.
And we were talking about alternatives. And this is a thing that is blowing, I think it's a big thing in the US, and I think it's coming to Australia, and they're like little nicotine pouches that you
that
put
that
in your
Zin
top.
Stuff?
Zins. Oh, yeah, there you go. Rookers. Rookers is the coolest person
in
the studio.
Only because I'm on TikTok.
Why cool? Because she knows about how to quit smoking.
Because I think it's all the kids are into it. Like all these kids that
vaping's
old school now.
Yeah, there's still a lot going on.
Do you guys want to hear what Urban Dictionary says an upper decker is?
It's going to the toilet in the top of the top. Canister, so when you flush it, pulls through to the bottom. That's
exactly right.
So that's where the staff member was very confused when I said, "Why don't you go to upper deckers?" And she's like, "I don't think that's appropriate
there's
at
like,
work."
Cool, and
if you said zin, I reckon she would have known.
Yeah, no, she didn't. She didn't
so
know.
So sorry,
what a zin
I think
is.
So. It's a zin.
Yeah, look up Z Y N.
I think that's the brand, isn't it?
And
that's
so,
the
what
cool
is
brand.
It? A tab of nicotine.
It's like a little nicotine flavored tab that you put in your.
Oh, and you stick it in your gum.
She's going to come to work tomorrow tripping balls. You know, the wrong type of tab. What is
because they have them on the Two Bears.
Oh, do they? Man, all the kids, it's the big thing in the US.
And so this colleague is going to go try these Zins now?
No, they haven't. They seemed, they were like,
Apprehensive.
Apprehensive. Oh. Understandably. I wouldn't recommend this, by the way.
Smoking's cool. Oh. Just keep
going. Okay, no. That's
I wish I could smoke. I had a little thing removed from my throat, so it makes it hard to inhale. But if I could, for the look, just for look alone, no. That wrist. Oh, my God.
Anthony. Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah. You're on another level today.
Right. He missed that generation of one.
I'm obviously
let's cancel smoking.
Those two pressure tests.
Emphysema isn't in. Okay, great.
Those two pressure test answers will be on either Thursday or Friday show. You won't know. You'll just have to listen. Thank you very much for joining us, Amy.
Thank you.
See you later. See you tomorrow, Pinky.
Oh, you're welcome.
From round the corner
to your street and neighbourhood.
Anthony and Pinky for breakfast.